helmet to helmet, ear hole, definitive defenseless, definitive targeting, definitive blindside. And like Lewis Riddick said, and he's a really good analyst, hey, 15 years ago, they probably give him a game ball. But 15 years ago, you don't know what you know now. The whole evolution thing, I'm clinging to it like dear life. So that's a subject for a little bit later on, but worth addressing. All right, we're a little pressed for time. Welcome back to Crunch Time, 95.3 Score, the home stretch on a Tuesday. Alex, you go.
Oh, no, my friend. We're not leaving this topic. I'm starting right there.
Nice.
To Zach Brown, I ask.
What are you doing?
Thomas Davis, linebacker for the Panthers, got suspended 2 games for his terrible targeting penalty on Packers wideout Davante Adams. Panthers got an interception. Adams was trying to make a tackle. Davis hit him right in the ear hole. It was bad. Textbook targeting. So the NFL suspended Davis and Adams sounded off, saying he'll never understand why players headhunt and then act like they're sorry. Davis, for his part, did apologize and said that the hit was wrong and that he made a mistake. That's when Washington linebacker Zach Brown decided to chime in. Brown is actually one of Washington's best defenders and leading tacklers, but he tweeted out, and I'm quoting, "Look, don't play football if you don't want to get hit or hurt. Stop crying about getting hit. You know what you signed up for." Then said in response to Adams' comments, "Tell him don't play because I'm always headhunting." What the hell is wrong with you? I honestly think Brown should be in a study right now for head trauma, because normal, rational NFL players don't say crap like this in 2017. You like hitting stuff with your head? Here, I have a brick wall for you, moron. Save us all the trouble of having to listen to you ever again, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the charming Timberwolves fans after last night's game, I ask.
What are you doing?
Heck of a game. Home team wins a thriller. Lillard's double pump heave misses at the mark. Lillard's leaving the arena. All of a sudden, you could see a bit of commotion, and this isn't an allegation. You see a guard who's obviously ticked off, another woman pointing out a couple of D-bags who were, and we're still having this conversation in 2017.
Amazing.
Making anti-gay slurs. Lillard confirmed what he heard and said, "I don't bother anybody. They were straight disrespectful. One of the idiots apologized, but I want to get this straight. You wait around until after the game for that? Hopefully the lobotomy is reversible," as we ask.
What are you doing?
And like, Dame is like the nicest guy ever.
He really is. So antagonistic.
Golly. To the German and Norwegian Olympic speed skating teams, I ask.
What are you doing?
You know, sometimes thinking and training is too hard, and you just gotta go back to preschool with it. The Winter Olympics are coming up in 2018, and the German and Norwegian speed skaters are going to have a drastic new look. Their uniforms are going to be blue. And of course, blue is very different from red, their normal colors. Fine, we live in Eugene. Sports teams wear lots of colors here. But the reasoning, well, according to some around the sport, blue is faster.
What?
Yep.
Grown-ups, human beings capable of rational thought at the highest level of sport, are out in the world saying that the color blue is faster than the color red. I don't think I need to tell you what scientists are saying about this theory, do I? I don't really know what else to say other than,
what are you doing?
The only way they can actually go faster is if they put little flame stickers on their uniforms. That's it.
So are they saying,
well, then they should stay red.
Democrats are faster than Republicans?
I guess so.
This doesn't make any sense.
I guess
so. To the Cincinnati Bengals and Houston Texans, I ask.
What are you doing?
Way to represent your professional franchise. Cincy coach Marvin Lewis, the only coach ever to coach one team 15 years without advancing in the postseason, announces he's going to step down after the season, and they sort of take the field at Minnesota, give up the first 34 points before a window dressing TD in the fourth quarter. They accumulated 8 first downs, 161 total yards. Good job, good effort. As for the Texans, rumors swirling about the job stability of their coach, Bill O'Brien, way to help. They gave up the first 31 points, score, then give that TD right back as the Jags march 75 yards in 3 plays. They lose 45-7. They had 9 first downs and a whole 181 yards. Really impressed with your professionalism and resolve, as we ask.
What are you doing?
They got to get them a winner like Jimmy G. All he does is win games. I'm just saying. To NBC, I ask.
What are you doing?
The Office sucks. I'm probably the only person on Earth who thinks that, but The Office was a terrible, borderline unwatchable television show.
Wow!
It made me hate Steve Carell, and Steve Carell is one of the most likable people ever in anything. But this week, the bigwigs at NBC announced that they are going to bring back the show, and that it will include some of the old cast and some of the new cast members as well. Steve Carell will not be a part of it, according to reports. But beyond my general dislike of this trash television show, the whole reason you ended it in the first place is because you ran out of stories to tell with your played-out and tired characters. 9 seasons, 201 episodes is a lot of television, and people were tired of it. Like what we're seeing with The Walking Dead right now. The content isn't going to change, and people get bored. They got bored because your show was boring. This comes straight out of the department of, we're really lazy, so let's try to rehash something people liked at one point. Hey, is Rainn Wilson doing anything just hanging out in Seattle because no one wants him in movies? Okay, let's bring back The Office. What's next? Are you going to bring back Will and Grace even though literally no one is asking for it? Oh, yeah. As we
what
ask.
Are you doing?
By the way, watched maybe 5 episodes of The Office, didn't like it one bit.
Hate that show.
And I did want to punch Steve Carell.
Yeah, I hate that show.
All right.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm not alone.
Oh, my goodness.
To Magic, King of Hype and Hyperbole Johnson, I ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I get it was Kobe's night. And, you know, like San Francisco Giants fans with Bonds and New York Giants fans with Lawrence Taylor, they're your guy. You ignore the bad marks because of the on-field performance. But introducing Brian as the greatest Laker is over the top even for Irvin. Let's get one thing straight. It's not a debate. There's no side to that argument. He's simply not. He ain't you. He ain't Jerry West. He ain't Kareem. And I'm not taking the type of player he is for granted. He's, you know, if you're the 4th best Laker, you're pretty damn good. But Kobe is not your typically flawed superstar. I'll give you 2 words. Vail, Colorado. It's a taint. Read the transcripts of the case, then get back to me. Mamba Encore is in some very serious conversations. But legacies are all incorporating, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Like 4th best Laker, you're what, like the 8th best player ever?
It's like, well, I'm just saying, you're the 3rd best drummer ever.
You're still in
like
the
that.
top 10.
You're pretty darn good. I couldn't bring myself to watch. I just couldn't hear, and you know, I'd have probably puked.